And also, too, like, it's tough to have so many people look at your relationship and think that they know what's best and think that they know what's going on or your timeline
that's
should be for stuff.
Yeah.
Oof. Yeah, because they're so connected. And, like, that's the great thing about YouTube is that people are so connected and so engaged.
They care so much.
And they care so much. Yeah, so it's like, you know they're coming from a place of, like, being such a big fan and, like, loving you and loving the relationship. But it's just, it's tough when you try and pull back and go the other way.
To be young and in love in New York City. Do not know who I am, but still know that I'm good long as you're here with me. To be drunk and in love in New York City. Damn. I like me better when I'm with you. I like me better when I'm with you.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Schnit Talk, a Barstool Sports podcast presented by Honey. Okay, so obviously, we already know what Honey is, but in case you don't, Honey is the easiest way to save money when you're online shopping. If you shop online and you don't use Honey, you are wasting money.
Just burning the money.
Oh my, money, Honey. Okay, but for real, like, it is, hold on. Honey is a free tool that you download to your computer's browser. While you shop online, it searches the internet looking for sales, discounts, and promo codes. Then when you're about to check out, it automatically applies the code with the biggest savings to your cart, so you always get the lowest price. And it works on over 37,000 sites like Nordstrom, Ulta, Sephora, Forever 21, Urban Outfitters, and more. I love Honey. I've been spending a lot of time online shopping because spring has sprung. It's like 61 degrees today, and I've been trying to find clothing because I don't have any. I like all my spring and summer clothes are in Chicago, and I guess I could just ask my mom to send them, but then I feel like that's the old me, you know?
It's like, very true.
Like, what if those clothes don't work for me anymore? Mm-hmm. Someone else should wear them and love them. Mm-hmm. I should donate them. But anyways, doing a lot of online shopping, and I refuse to do it without Honey. I always save money. I always get, like, free shipping. I always save, like, a discount on my order, and I'm always a slut for a discount. So if you're like me and you do most of your shopping online, do yourself a favor and install Honey on your computer today. You can add Honey for free at joinhoney.com/Ellie. That's joinhoney.com/Ellie. Honey, the smart shopping assistant that helps save you time and money.
Boom.
Boom. There's that. All right, everybody. Happy Tuesday. Today we are going to do things a little bit differently. We have an interview with Lore DIY from YouTube, and she is so freaking cool, and that's going to come a little later in the episode. But we also wanted to make sure every episode we are still giving you DMs. We're still giving you that relatable shit that you love so much. So
yep.
We have her in the second half of the episode, and in the first half, it's just going to be us. So yep. What's up, guys? My name is Ellie, if you don't know. And I'm here with my producer, Alana. Alana, what's up?
Nothing much, Ellie. How are you today?
Today, I'm good. I'm an idiot, though. I woke up at 8:15 this morning, like, mm-hmm. just on my own. And, like, I peed and I went back in bed and I was like, I can sleep a little. But then I was already awake because I went to bed kind of early last night because I took myself home from work because I felt like I just didn't feel well. The thing that happens sometimes, I didn't realize this. I was talking to my friend who's like my anxiety buddy. Mm-hmm. She's like the girl that I talk to whenever I'm having like a bad anxiety day. And like Tuesday was like probably the most anxiety I've had since I moved to New York. Like,
no way.
Tuesday?
Really?
Yeah. Was such a bad day. Like, I was having like panic. You weren't up here, but like I was like crying at my desk. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I couldn't like, I was not, I couldn't handle like how I was feeling, and I usually can de-escalate myself and like not get myself to the point where I'm having a 3-hour long panic attack, but I couldn't, like, I just like couldn't do it. So that takes a lot out of your body. Like, that is, your body's in fight or flight mode and producing adrenaline for so much longer than it normally does, and it takes so much out of your body, and you don't even realize like how much anxiety really takes out of you. So when you're having a long panic attack like that, the next day you're just kind of gonna feel like shit. Like, that's just how it is. And I, like, haven't had something like that in so long that I didn't remember. And I was like, why do I feel like I'm dying? Why am I dizzy? Why am I, like, unable to function right now? And I called my friend. I was like, am I dying? And she was like, no, like, you're anxious. Like, you have anxiety. Like, this is part of the deal, which sucks. But
it's part of the deal.
It sucks. It fucking sucks, dude. Like, it just, like, stupid. But anyways.
Anyway, you have anything on your mind on this fine day?
I do. I do have some Tuesday thoughts today. So this morning, as I was lying in bed, I was trying to come up with like inspirational Friday morning thoughts because I used to do them. I used to tweet like, happy Friday. Like, here's your motivation for today, the weekend, whatever.
Yeah.
And I just like stopped doing them because I don't know. I'm not consistent and I have poor time management skills. But today I was thinking about like Instagram and pictures and taking pictures of yourself and why there's such a stigma against selfies and just liking yourself.
Yes.
Which, okay, so here's a story. Okay. Well, I have a friend, we'll call him Mark, and he wanted me to try and take a candid picture of him for Instagram last weekend.
Right, yes.
And I am a good friend, so I did it. Like, I really...
It was a full photo shoot.
I put in
the
flash.
Work.
Yes, because you know what? When ask and you shall receive. I hate when I ask my friends, can you please take a picture of me? And they're like, doing what? I'm like, existing, you fucking asshole. Like, I want to post a picture to Instagram. Anyway, so I took a picture of him. Great picture. I mean, he looked, right?
It was objectively a good
objectively
picture.
Objectively a good picture. And, like, not in, like, a, oh, my God, I want to fuck that guy
kind of
way. It
was like, this is just a good picture
you
of you.
You just know that that's a good picture of the person. And I showed it to him, and he was like, damn, that is a good picture. And I was like, yeah. And then everyone around him was like, oh, my God, if you post that picture, like, you are such a pussy. Like, oh, my God, that is so, like, embarrassing for you. Like, I don't want to be your friend if you post that picture.
Right.
I'm like, fucking why? And I literally said to him, I was like, you should post it. You look good. Like, why would you not post a picture where you look good? I never understood that. I don't understand why you wouldn't post a picture where you look objectively good. Like, why do you care what other people think about you?
Right.
And I get that that's hard. Like, I think a lot of us are like, oh my God, if I post a selfie, that's like admitting that I think I look good. But why is that embarrassing?
It's very true. Yeah, people are more comfortable to just post a like a group or like with
or like
one
me
other
and one person.
Person
where you know you look good, but it's like, dude, like, first of all, pictures when you have just yourself in them, they get better, they get more likes. People like them more because they're like, I don't know. There's something about the confidence that it takes to post a selfie that people are like, yes, bitch, I'm feeling, and you get the best confident compliments too. Like, damn, you look good. Like, oh my God, fire emoji, heart eyes emoji.
Yeah.
That feels good. Like, when I'm telling you, like, when I post a picture with another person, my likes are like 20, 30, sometimes 40% less. It's been 50% less. Like,
right.
It's way less than when I post a picture of just myself. And it's because I feel like when you're really confident, and we've talked about this, but like, it tricks people. Kind of, it's like sort of like an illusion.
Like, yeah, like you're better looking than you really are.
Seriously.
Because people like respond to confidence.
Exactly.
That's what people look for.
It's like, I'm posting a picture and I know I look good, so you're going to think I look good.
Yes.
I think like when it comes to that, if you have friends that are telling you, oh my God, you can't post a selfie, or like would think it was weird if you did, they're not good friends. You don't need them. They're dead weight, because your friends are there to be a support system. And I think people overlook the fact that becoming confident in yourself is such an innate human need. I've been watching Queer Eye.
Oh, yes. Yes, honey.
Like the third season. Okay, so I kind of was like, I don't really need to watch the third season because like I get it. Like I get what they're doing here. Like we get it. Like I don't really need to watch it. Oh, my God. I started watching it yesterday on my deathbed and... I was crying, full tears in my eyes, crying over the episode where it's the two sisters and they have the barbecue place. Okay, because like...
All right, pause for 1 second.
Because they just like... Okay.
They just
like transformed.
They
their
transformed,
lives.
Yes.
Like when they go and they took, what's her name? And they got her new teeth and she was like smiling.
Oh my
without
God,
covering
stop.
Her mouth. It was like.
Like you groan.
Like I just feel like people need to feel good about themselves. And if you don't have friends that make you feel good about yourself, then they're not good friends. Like as a friend, your goal should be trying to make your friends feel as good about themselves as possible. And if that's not your goal, you're toxic and you need to work on that.
Yes.
Because sometimes, you know what? You are the toxic person.
Yes.
Like I think that's overlooked sometimes. It's like everyone kind of assumes that they're the protagonist of their story and other people are the antagonist.
Yes.
But understand that in someone's story, you could be the antagonist.
Yes.
So if your friend posts a selfie and you feel a little bit of like you want to tell them like, why did you post that?
Yeah.
You need to look at yourself and think like, why am I thinking that?
Yeah, like why do I feel that way?
Yeah, why am I threatened by the fact that you posted a selfie? Like, why am I upset by the fact that she posted something where she looks good? And I think a lot of it comes down to insecurity. Like we talk about this.
Yeah.
But I also think... That's just you're not being the best friend that you can be. Mm-hmm. And I, for me, like being a good friend is really important. Like, I don't think I'm a perfect friend. I don't think all the time I'm, like, number one friend. But, like, I try to be a supportive friend. Like, whatever your choices are, I'm going to support you in
totally.
That. Like, that's another thing that I hate. I hate when friends are, like, conditional. Where they're like,
yeah.
I love you, but, like, I don't approve of this thing that you're doing. That's, mm-hmm. like, not the right attitude. I mean, if it's really bad, that is the yeah. right attitude. But mostly, like, people are just figuring shit out. So, like, as a friend, your attitude always has to be, like, I don't get it. I don't know why you're doing this, but I love you and we're going to figure it out.
Yes. There's a huge difference there.
Yeah.
Between being, like, I'm going to support you and be there for you, but maybe you shouldn't be doing this, but I got you.
Yeah, yeah. It's not like you're endorsing their choices, yeah. but
you're
supporting them.
And in their journey.
Yeah, they're figuring themselves
they're figuring
out,
it
just
out.
Like you are. They're the protagonist of their story. You're the protagonist of your story, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And you have to be the supporting character sometimes.
Whoa.
So, yeah. So if your friend wants to post a picture and you're looking at it and you're thinking,
what the hell is up with this?
Let her fucking post it and then tell her how gorgeous she looks and don't smack talk her in another group chat.
Boom.
And if it's you and you're a little nervous about posting a solo picture, just know that, like, it's a huge step in self-love. Like, it sounds silly, but I think really small steps become the biggest steps.
Yeah.
Like, when you just get used to posting pictures of just you, when you just get used to accepting compliments, yes, I do look good and thank you, I do. Like, thank you, I know it sounds like shitty, but if you, like, practice that mentality, your hair looks good. Thank you.
I know.
Like,
yeah,
I mean,
it does.
It sounds shitty, but, yeah. like, that will help you get, like, the confidence that you need.
Right.
So, you know, your challenge this week is to take a really good solo picture. Find a loyal friend, mm-hmm. have them take it of you, or just, you know, post up with a selfie and do it yourself. Post a really good selfie and see what happens. I promise.
Tag Schnitt Talk.
Oh, my God,
we'll
yes.
comment and like.
We will. We will hype you up. We
yes.
will be your best hype
because
women.
It is, like, a big step in, like, just, like, confidence, like, being
it's
confident
scary.
About yourself.
I yeah. remember when we were taking those pictures of the hats.
Oh, my gosh,
in
yeah.
the park, and I just kind of got up there, and I was like, okay, picture.
Yeah.
And Alana was like, I can't do this.
Yeah, I hate taking pictures. I think that was probably maybe the first selfie I've ever posted, honestly.
Yeah, and you were so like, should I post this? I was like, yes, you look yeah. amazing.
You look amazing.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Everyone get a hype woman.
You need a hype woman like that. But yeah, take picture, post it, tag us. We'll like it. We'll comment and, like, see how it feels.
See how it feels.
If you really hate it, okay, that's fine. But I don't think you're going to.
I bet you'll go into the weekend feeling fucking
fresh,
awesome. So yeah,
and ready to attack whatever you want to do.
Anything.
Okay, well, that was just some food for thought. That's what I've been thinking about today all morning. Yeah, think about that. And while you're thinking about it, why don't you have a listen to this ad?
Why don't you have a good, hard
good,
listen?
Good, hard listen to this. Okay. I love perfume. We know I love perfume. I've said that 100 times. Mm-hmm. I'm actually wearing 3 different perfumes right now.
What?
Okay. So here's what I do. I use one, like, kind of like more of a body spray.
Yeah.
And that's, like, on the clothes, right? And then I have a perfume that goes on the wrists, and then I spray it over the top of my head so my hair smells good. Mm-hmm. And then I have one that I spray right on my, like, neck, like, right there.
That's so many conflicting smells.
But they all smell good together.
Okay.
Like, I really experimented here. And the reason I get to experiment is because I use Scentbird. So Scentbird is a luxury fragrance subscription service for perfumes and colognes. It's a way for you to discover new perfumes and colognes without buying an entire bottle. I mean, whole bottles of perfume are expensive.
Yes.
And cologne are expensive. And honestly, like, you might not even use the whole thing, and then it's sitting on your desk and you're like, or your dresser, and you're just like, ugh, like, why did I buy this whole thing? So there's more than 450 designer brands for you to choose a perfume or cologne from each month. Prada, Tom Ford, Versace, Dolce & Gabbana, Cartier, Glossier, Gucci, Calvin Klein.
All the best.
You can try the brands you want, and it's the real deal. So you choose the perfume you want to try, and they'll send you a 30-day supply. That's 120 sprays, enough to apply more than 4 times daily for a month. Which is good because I use a lot of perfume. Mm. Probably more than is necessary.
All the Scentbirds we got, I have them in different places. Like, one's in my purse, one's mm-hmm. in my backpack, one's in my jacket pocket. And I'll just be like, oh, now I need this. It's like a great little travel size.
It's a perfect little travel size. So with an exclusive offer just for our listeners, you can get 50% off your first month today. That's only $7.50 for your first fragrance. Imagine getting a Tom Ford perfume for $7.50. That's mm-hmm. crazy. Anyways, go to Scentbird.com/Ellie and use my code Ellie for 50% off your first month. scent. Again, that's scentbird.com/Ellie for you to try your first perfume or cologne for just $7.50. Sign on, smell amazing. I love the taglines.
Love that. They're
my favorite thing. All right, so let's get into the next segment. Oh, so we're trying out a new thing.
We're trying a few different things.
So this came about because me and Alana had a traumatizing day, just full trauma.
Yeah.
And then I went to therapy directly after, which, like, yikes. Like, imagine me just, like, laying. I lay on the floor when I'm upset. Mm-hmm. So I was, like, laying on the floor and crying in my therapist's office.
Yeah, it was very bad timing.
She was probably, like.
It was probably a poor session.
Yeah. She was, like, what happened here? What is happening?
A lot.
But every time I come out from therapy, I tell Alana something that my therapist said to me that, like, just rocked my shit. Mm-hmm. And I thought that I would start sharing that with you guys. So this is what my therapist said to me this week. I was telling her about the guy that I met last weekend.
Yes.
And how he's, like, such a great guy. Oh my God, I never texted him back. Ew, I'm an asshole. So I was telling her about this guy and I was like, yeah, like, he seems great. Like, he was great, but, like, I feel like I don't know if, like, he just feels really safe and I feel like I shouldn't text him back. So if you don't know, on last Saturday, I met two guys. The first guy was, like, a perfect angel gentleman, and I took him home. Like, that was the guy that I went home with. Like,
yes.
He was a good guy. Went to Yale, 27. Like, honestly, great choice. Wants to see me. Like, wants to date me. Well, not date me, but, like,
wants to take me on a date. Yeah.
And so,
pretty good one, too.
Yeah, he wanted to take me to the Knicks game.
Yeah, pretty intense.
Which, like, I would never go to that. Like, I think he thinks I'm a sports girl, but whatever.
That's
a flaw.
Also,
but, like,
sports.
Sports. But so he's, like, great option, great guy. And then the other guy I talked to, like, had a girlfriend, was hitting on me the whole night. I found out at the end of the night that he had a girlfriend. And then he DM'd me the next day and was like, oh, you won't believe this, but my girlfriend broke up with me. And I was telling her, I was like, I don't know why. Like, I feel like I'm not going to go out with the good guy. Like, I'm more compelled by the shitty guy. Like,
yeah.
I'm way more, like, huh, like,
intrigued
by the shitty guy. And she started talking to me about attachment theory, which I'm not going to explain here. But basically, you can either be, your attachment style can be anxiety, pushing away, I don't know what that's called, or the good one. This is my, like, garbled version. And she said that the reason I think I feel a spark, because I was like, why do I always go for shitty guys? And I think that's a question we all have. Why do I always go for shitty guys?
Yes.
What is wrong with me that I only feel attracted to a guy if he's terrible?
Yeah, if he's
and bad for
objectively
me.
Objectively,
just, like, not a good person.
Yes.
And she said that my body is interpreting the anxiety I'm feeling. It's interpreting the ups and downs of a bad relationship with feeling a spark. And if I'm not feeling that anxiety, if I'm with a guy who I feel like is safe or good and isn't giving me that, like, questioning what's going on, is he terrible, am I terrible,
yes,
giving me that anxiety, then I don't feel like there's a spark because my body has interpreted anxiety as a spark, which is so fucked up.
I was like, I thought that was so interesting.
Me too.
Like, I think that's pretty spot on to you.
It is.
I feel like that explains a lot about you.
Thanks.
Like, your therapist is a G.
No, she's pretty fucking
cool.
She's
very intelligent.
Shout out, Hanna. We love you.
Like, you're very intelligent because you just nailed Ellie.
You just nailed Ellie.
In the therapy session. Ayo.
Ayo.
No, but that's really interesting.
Really.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of people can relate to that, honestly.
I think a lot of us are like, why do I only like crappy guys? And when she said that, it was like this whole door opened for me. And she actually recommended a book. I'm actually going to just recommend this guy to you guys. I just bought it. So the book is called Attached, The New Science of Adult Attachment and How It Can Help You Find and Keep Love. And it's on Amazon. If you want to check it out, I just bought it. But yeah, I just, like, thought that was so fascinating because, like, what if that is true? Like, what if the
reason... I think
reason...
it's very true. I think it's true. Like, I don't know. I don't think it's a what if. I think, yes, this is true and you should roll with it.
So, but that's the thing. It's like, how can I train my body into feeling a spark with guys who are safe, who are a good option? Exactly. Yeah. Okay. I know you don't have the answer to that, but, like, that's what I'm curious about. And I'm guessing, like, that's what the book is going to address, maybe. I just feel like it's... really, I was, I mean, shook, like, on the floor shook, like, what do you, what?
Yeah.
She honestly drags me every session. Like, everything that I, because I've been in therapy a while. Like, I know therapy. Like, I've been in therapy. Mm-hmm. And this is, like, advanced therapy. Because she's, like, she sees through the bullshit a little bit. Because I'm, because I've heard it all before, you know?
Yeah.
But have not heard this before.
That's really interesting that no one's ever told you that before.
Ever. I feel like, well, yeah, I don't know. I think I think when I was talking about the guys I was attracted, I was like embarrassed to ever admit, like I was afraid to ever admit that I was attracted to guys. Like the honest to God truth is like whenever I would talk to a guy and then find out he had a girlfriend, like, yeah, that sucked. But I also always remember it made me want them a little bit more.
That's bad.
Yeah. It always made me feel like, well, if he's hitting on me, then like his girlfriend, he clearly doesn't like his girlfriend and likes me, and like we should, you know what I mean?
That's
like
bad.
And that's like unhealthy.
Yeah.
But like that was always like how I felt, and I could never admit that to a therapist. Like I never said like I always like guys that are kind of fucking shitty, like kind of terrible. Yeah. And it was the first time like I've ever said that. And so maybe that's why just being honest with her was what made her be able to be like, yeah, this is what's going on here. And we can fix it.
Yeah.
It's like relieving to know that I'm not just broken and damaged and can't be fixed.
Just fucked up.
Like, it's like a thing. It's a thing that people do.
Yeah.
It made me feel better. I love therapy.
Aw. You're not alone.
I'm not alone.
In being fucked up.
No, we're all a little fucked up, right? Mm-hmm. Anyways, that's that segment. So let us know if you like that. I have plenty more where that
came
from.
What my therapist said to me this week.
So now we're going to get into our little interview here. Lore DIY, Lauren Rimaki, she is so fucking cool.
Yes.
I'm like an obsessive YouTube person. Like, I love YouTube.
Yes.
And she's like a big deal. She's got like 9 bajillion followers. 9 million.
But 9 million.
Still. Like, actually 9 million.
That's
like, that is
a lot
of people. I don't know. I have no concept of how big
exactly.
that is. And I told her that in the interview, too. I was like, I don't know
what that looks like.
Yes. So yeah, I'm really excited. We got her to spill a little bit of tea about her boyfriend now, her ex-boyfriend. And so if you want to listen to that, keep on listening. But before we get into that, we have another word from our sponsor, and this is for ThredUp. We love ThredUp. ThredUp is the largest online consignment / thrift store. You can get pieces for up to 90% off, which is super freaking cheap. It's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. You can sort. It's like, you know, when you go to a thrift store and you're just like, ah, like this is so overwhelming. Like you get to sort by, you know, shirts or pants or colors or sizes, and you make sure you're seeing all the stuff that you want to see. I almost wore today my little pair of snakeskin boot.
Oh yes,
like, peep toe things. But
yes,
I was like,
those
it's
are
not
so
that
cute.
Warm out.
I can't wait for you to wear.
I
those.
Am really excited for me to wear those
yeah.
too. I feel like with a pair of like boot cut jeans,
stop.
Like, it would
gonna
be
look
so
cute.
But yeah, I love ThredUp, and you should too. So if you want to check it out, for a limited time, ThredUp is offering Schnit Talk listeners an extra 30% off your first order. Visit ThredUp.com/Ellie today for an extra 30% off your first order. That's ThredUp.com/Ellie, no A in there. ThredUp.com/Ellie for an extra 30% off today.
So you're a tough guy, like you really rough guy, just can't get enough guy, just always so puff guy. I'm that bad type, make your mama sad type, make your girlfriend mad type, might seduce your dad type. I'm the bad guy.
Duh. Lore, last name DIY.
On your birth certificate.
Literally.
Rebrand.
Oh my god.
Okay. Okay, what's up, everybody? We are here with Lauren from Lore DIY on YouTube. Lauren, what's up?
Hey, girl.
Thank you so much for coming.
Yeah, of course.
We are so, so excited to have you. I know a lot of our listeners probably follow you. My roommate actually was so funny. She was like, oh, my God, wait. You're interviewing Lore DIY. Kidding.
Oh my God.
She was like, no, you have to ask her this and ask her about her boyfriend, about her ex-boyfriend. Like, I need to know everything.
The tea.
Yeah, of course we love the tea.
Oh,
do you ever watch those YouTube, like, spill the tea
yeah.
videos?
Yeah. Oh, you do?
How,
oh my God,
like
I do.
How accurate do you think they are? Because I feel like
that's what I go into watch. I'm like, oh my God, how accurate is this going to be? I mean, there's a variety. There's some that are like pretty factual. And so they won't really draw, like they kind of try and draw conclusions, but nothing that's not based off of like a tweet and a video, which is pretty good. They're pretty neutral too.
Okay.
But then some channels are just like so outlandish and they're just like, they're really just like stretching.
Just trying to get the
views. I love those videos.
They're so entertaining.
They're so entertaining. It's sometimes like, I like think about commenting and be like, okay, listen up. Here's the facts.
You should. That'd be awesome.
Oh my God.
I mean, it's fascinating. I don't know why we're so drawn to drama.
Right.
I even tweeted about it last night. I was like, sometimes I just miss drama. Sometimes I want relationship drama. Sometimes I want like,
I love stirring
the pot. I want the tea. I want to hear it, but I don't want to be involved in it. I just want to hear about
it. I mean, it's like reality TV, right? Exactly. Like that's like the first thing that I ever got addicted to is like, you know, the Hills, the OC.
Lauren, give off big LC vibes.
Yeah. But I feel like she transitioned from like cool Cali girl to like homemaker
So now she's like DIY.
Yeah, like
too.
Wedding. Yeah, and
everything
stuff like that.
She does, I'm just like, it's so aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah, so pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's so funny because I feel like you, with reality TV, it's like drama, but it's guilt free drama because you get to be involved, but you don't have to be. And I think the same thing with the YouTube drama channels. And
for sure.
You know these people personally. So it must be very weird.
It's like, it's definitely weird. And I feel like it's so tough knowing the truth, but like not wanting to get involved and be like, hey, this didn't happen or like this is how it happened.
Don't you want to clear your name? Like, I'm sure no one ever says anything bad about you, but like.
Oh, girl, you may be surprised.
Oh, really?
I mean, have you ever heard of the website? I don't even want to give them that promo, but it's
okay,
just
we can
like,
bleep that.
The scum of digital internet like world. It's just like forums where they like talk crap about every YouTuber ever.
What is the
really
purpose of that?
So mean, so mean. Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Like their relationships with each other, or just like
no. So there would be like a forum. So it'd be like a Lord DIY forum, and then they would just like say all the bad things about anything about what I mean, like literally anything. Oh, there it is, the Canadian.
There it is.
You love it. But yeah, so yeah, scum of the internet is that website.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, bleep it out. Don't give it any
promo. Of course, we're gonna bleep that. Bleep it. That's done. That's gone. That's over. Canceled.
Yeah, but I mean, the tough thing with like drama is that like no matter how many times you speak your truth, there's always gonna be people that are trying to like start rumors or like don't listen or don't even see your like statement or announcement. So it's so frustrating.
And people get so convinced that they factually know what
happened. Oh my God.
They're like, she's saying this, but I know.
Right.
Do you know?
Do you know?
I'm a big beauty YouTube watcher. Yeah. I watch a lot of that. So when everything was going down, was it last summer? Where it was like my truth. Just gonna keep it 100.
It was the summer. That was the best summer ever for YouTube. I was like, yes, more.
But people are like, I mean, this is obviously about Jaclyn Hill, or this is obviously, and it's like, do you know though?
Yeah,
do you don't know?
I know.
We still talk about the Jeffree Star.
We actually do all the time.
Oh my God, yeah, I know. That's like how I first found out about Jeffree Star, was like through all that stuff.
Really?
Yeah, because I mean, I wear the same makeup every day. Like, I don't know anything about really the beauty community aside from like my friends. And so after that, I was like, what is this world?
So is there like different sects of like YouTube community?
Absolutely,
people?
Absolutely. There's like different like subcultures. There's like like that. Hacks people, or like the last year it was like the people who like were like into Orbeez and like filling their bathtubs with weird things. Like that was like a super weird like thing.
I was not part of that moment.
I don't even know what that
is. Yeah, it was super super weird. And then there was like the slime people.
You were a slime person.
I've like done a few slime videos. I like don't fit in. I'm like not welcome in the slime community. Like I'm not slime enough for slime.
Not slime enough for slime. Good to know.
And is that a good thing? Like is there a bad thing?
I mean,
do you want to be part of the slime?
Honestly, I'm terrible at making slime. I
just watched your video that was like all the Christmas hacks and they were all fails.
That's 4 for 4.
So funny.
Yeah. So I think I tried to make slime in that video too and it just didn't work out.
That's what I'm thinking about. I was like, oh God.
Yeah.
I don't want to touch
that. Train wreck.
I don't get the ASMR, but like the oddly satisfying videos. Like, I don't get them. I don't like watching them. They make me uncomfortable.
Me too. I feel the same way.
So uncomfortable.
Everything
just gets so messy. You know the one where they crumble glitter into water and you're like, your hands are going to get
so
gross.
I know, I feel uncomfortable with that stuff. Or like soap cutting is like a weird thing.
Nope. Yeah, soap cutting is funny.
Yeah, soap cutting.
It's kind of funny. It's like, what are you doing?
I don't like the sound. I don't like the way it looks.
I know. Whenever I see that stuff, I'm just like, oh, there really is like a niche on YouTube for everything.
Everything. But so your little corner of YouTube, mm-hmm. I don't want to say little, you have like a billion subscribers,
yeah.
but okay. you know, what's the exact, it's like 9 million?
Almost 9, yeah.
Almost 9. Wow, nine. That's so huge. How close are you?
Super close, like 25,000, I think.
Oh my God.
That's so tomorrow. Close.
Yeah. That's okay, alarming. Well, no, not tomorrow, but like soon.
That is alarming. Do you ever think like 9 million people are watching you?
Yeah, okay, but the thing is that you never see, like when mm-hmm. Ariana Grande has a concert and like hundreds of thousands of people are there, it's like you see a mass amount of people,
right.
but with YouTube
mm-hmm.
it's like you never see more than like maybe 500, maybe 1,000 tops at like a meet and greet or something, mm-hmm. so like it's just a number.
Just feel like you're speaking into the void.
You literally yeah. speaking to the void, and it's like you don't that. Really ever feel like 9, you know what I mean? It doesn't feel like a real number.
No, I definitely get that.
Yeah,
it definitely doesn't feel. Also, I don't have any concept of what not like
nine,
that looks
yeah
like.
It's like
it's
people
a lot
like,
of people
thing.
That's a lot of things. Like
I don't have yeah. a concept of what you could buy for $9
yeah,
million.
Yeah, exactly.
Like I don't get
an apartment in New York.
How long did that take you? Like when did you start your YouTube channel? Like how many years ago?
About 6.5 years ago, almost wow. 7. Yeah, so it's been a hot minute.
Did you know from the start you wanted? No, your first video was like a makeup thing, right?
It was a like a hair hacks video.
Okay.
Yeah. But then I think the second one was a DIY. But I've always been pretty crafty and pretty DIY stuff. Like, not great at makeup, not great at hair. I don't know why my first video was, like, I guess it was, like,
that was
packs.
A thing, though, back then, though.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like every girl did, like, hair YouTube.
Right. And it was, like, yeah. no heat curls. Like, that was such
oh,
a phase.
That's such yes. a thing that we went through.
Yeah, that was such a phase.
We went through that together.
Yeah. I know. It never worked, too.
Never
worked. But, yeah, so I've always been pretty crafty growing up. Like, everyone has a slew of really poorly made DIY gifts and stuff.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's kind of, like, the one thing I'm good at.
Yeah, definitely. It's very entertaining to watch because you also have a very calming presence.
Oh, my God, thanks.
So, like, you know, like, I'll watch makeup videos because I like how it looks
yeah.
when they put stuff on. That's calming. But then I like watching your videos because, like, I like – it's like watching a Bob Ross video.
Bob Ross!
Oh, huge compliment.
Yeah.
Huge.
Literally, majorly,
What's
though.
The weirdest thing about having a YouTube channel?
Just I feel like random people in the street knowing, like seeing
definitely.
You and being like, oh my God, I know this entire girl's life. Like this.
Yeah,
is-
I feel like it might yeah. have been weird for me out of the bat to be like, so I watch you and I know everything about
yeah, you.
You
broke
I
up
mean,
with
like,
your boyfriend.
Right,
and
new boyfriend. And yeah. yeah, exactly. No, I mean, but it's like, you just don't think about, like, obviously I put out these videos every single week, but I don't think about like how much information someone could potentially collect.
Yeah, easily. Yeah, yeah.
Right, because I put it out there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And so how do you decide what information you want to put on YouTube and what do you keep to yourself?
I mean, I've learned a lot through having a public relationship. Like, that was definitely more public than private. Like, everything mm-hmm. in my life was more public than private.
Interesting.
And it was tough, too, because, like, his type of content was daily vlogging. So it is...
That is your whole life.
That's your whole life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so even if it only gets cut down, you know, from half an hour of footage to 10 minutes, it's still, you know, the highlights of the day. And so that was tough because I wasn't a vlogger and I was more, you know, craft-based and not based off my personality as much when it was, like, more tutorial-based. So that was, like, a big shift for me
yeah.
when we started dating. And so I think just after that, I learned that I'm just much more comfortable having more privacy than not. And also, too, like, it's tough to have so many people look at your relationship and think that they know what's best and think that they know what's going on or what
yeah.
your timeline
that's
should be for stuff.
Yeah. Oof.
Yeah, because they're so connected. And, like, that's the great thing about YouTube is that people are so connected
and
so
and
engaged.
They care so much.
And yeah. they care yeah. so much. Yeah, so it's like, you know, they're coming from a place of, like, being such a big fan and, like, loving you and loving the relationship, but it's just, it's tough when you try and pull back and go the other way and be like,
what's happening?
Yeah, and they're like, they have so many questions because they've been a part of it for the whole time, and then
yeah.
as soon as you pull away from that, they're like, wait, well, like, I was a part of this for, like, 3 years. I was so invested.
Yeah, yes. did you almost feel, like, guilty in a way when you ended it? You had, like, explain that to, did that feel weird
yeah,
that you have to, like,
that
explain that to people?
Must have been
yeah.
so hard.
Posting a breakup video is tough. And, like, even again with the daily vlogging, like, most people when they break up, like Liza and David, the other popular couple,
mm-hmm. yes.
that was, like, very public.
That was a video.
Yeah, yeah that was a video.
That was great.
Like, they waited, I think, like, 4 or 5 months before
yeah.
posting a breakup video. But because Alex's content was so daily, it was tough
you
because
yeah.
you couldn't. Yeah, because I'd be like, okay, well, like, it's been a week without you guys seeing each other or being in the vlogs. So we basically just had to, like, and it was fine, it, you know, like, better then than never, but it definitely was like a timeline that was kind of forced because of the schedule of the vlogs.
And I mean, it did. I mean, there was like 10 million views on that.
Oh my God, I know. And like, it kind of like kills my soul a little bit because it's like people are just there for the drama. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, and it's like, we love the
I'm
drama.
Like, all right,
yeah.
Click.
Exactly. Exactly. And so like, the amount of people that probably didn't even know who I was or know the relationship watched that video because it was just so like drama centric.
It's so personal. Like, I can't even imagine putting that.
Oh my God, I think that's the only video online that I've ever like cried in.
Yeah.
Like online, which is like, I'm just like also not a crier too. And so to have like a public video with 10 million people who've seen that is like my grade three teacher ran into into my mom at the gym in my hometown and was like, oh my gosh, like I got so invested and I'm just so upset. You know what I mean? Like,
oh my God, no way.
Yeah. So
that's,
it's like
really funny.
You just like think about like, yeah, how many people and like the scale of 10 million people seeing you like blubbering on the internet.
Yeah.
It's just like,
good Lord.
I know. I know. So anyway, so I learned a lot from like that relationship and also that breakup being so, mm-hmm, public,
so public
that it's better to, because I think it was just giving so much and then trying to pull back and people were really angry about that. And that's understandable. I totally get that. So I think it just makes more sense to not give so much.
From the jump.
At all. From the jump.
Well, I'm fucked.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I mean, so am I, like in a lot of ways. But I think relationship wise, you know, I just value the privacy so much. That it's nice to, you know, share Insta stories or even just like a still photo on Instagram is so much less intimate than like a 15-minute vlog.
Yeah.
Where people can like pick it apart and try and dive into it and be like, oh, like you looked like this at this minute, so that means this.
Like, you've got lip fillers because you did this.
Right.
Or, yeah.
Right. So people just are, they feel like they can manipulate those 15 minutes into forming an opinion out of nothing.
Yeah, so weird. But you've been very open about other things, like you've talked about your anxiety,
totally,
your skin, your acne. And I feel like that makes such an impact on people, like to have someone who they look up to and respect saying, I go through these things too. So,
right. Oh my God, no, for sure. I've been super open about that. Just the feedback after the first time I shared struggles with anxiety was just so overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah.
That I was like, oh, I had no idea that this would have such a positive impact. So I was like, I mean, I'm not ashamed of it. I'm totally,
no, you shouldn't be.
Yeah, down to talk about it. And it helps so many young girls, which is nice. And that's like one of the biggest pieces of feedback I think I get when I meet fans in public or at a meet and greet is that they're like, you've helped me so much with my anxiety. Like, if you can do it, I can do it. You know,
yeah.
So it's been really
that's
sweet
huge.
To see fans. And I think, too, even with like the breakup being public, even though it was like terrible to go through, it showed fans that like you can be, you know, destroyed and then come back from that and, you know, find positivity again and like, you know,
oh my God,
move forward.
I mean, people are so happy for you for moving on.
Right.
And
right. So it's like, even though it was like a tough couple months on social media, I think a lot of fans too saw that and were like, okay, like you can turn things around. You can be positive. Like, you're going to find your light again and stuff like that, which is nice.
Let's give you one parked car conversation. I don't want to take up too much of your time.
Oh my God. Okay. I'm so excited.
I don't know. I want to pick a good one. Like, I don't know. Ooh, this is kind of cute because, I don't know. Okay, I'll ask you a couple and let me know if you don't like this.
Okay.
But, okay, describe your best first kiss ever.
Oh.
That's a really good question. Oh my God, I just
I know,
got
don't
butterflies.
You get butterflies thinking
my
about, like...
My best first kiss?
The first time you kiss someone, not, like, ever, but, like, a specific
right.
person.
Yeah. I feel like I'm gonna,
You don't have to name names.
No. I just feel like when my boyfriend now realizes that it wasn't him, he's going to be like, excuse me.
Yeah,
no, it's fine. It's fine.
Baby, our first kiss was great.
I'm sure.
But it was.
It was you.
It ain't you. I'm sorry. No, just like the cutest, like
yes.
most movie like.
Yeah.
So my first like real boyfriend was Italian.
Ooh.
And we were like sitting at this like little lake and it was sunset.
Oh my
sunset.
God.
Stop it.
It
oh
was
God,
just
this
really cute.
If we were a movie by Hannah Montana.
Yeah, literally. But also like in my hometown, it's like there wasn't a lot to do. It's like a lake was, you know,
the
a normal thing. Yeah, exactly. It's like movies or a lake. It's like those are your options.
Yeah.
So you kind of live like in the boonies. And then he said, kiss me in Italian. And it was really cute. Terrible kiss. Obviously, the kiss was absolutely horrible. Yeah, because I mean, we were like,
oh, you were
children.
Young.
Oh, yeah.
Oh
this
my
was
God,
like
so cute.
Young.
But the build up to it.
But the build up was really cute. But then, like, I was, because, like, we were so nervous. We ended up being late getting back to his house, and my dad was on his way to pick me up because didn't have my license. Oh, maybe I was even younger than 16 because I didn't have my license.
You didn't have your license?
Yeah, so my dad was coming. So we were, like, sprinting back after this, like, really romantic, cute, like, first kiss. Yeah.
And then your dad drove you home.
And then my dad
so
drove me
adorable.
That is so cute.
Yeah. No, it was actually really cute.
I love that.
Yeah. Terrible kiss, though.
Of course.
I'm pretty sure. You were just, like an awkward peck.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you're 16. Oh, gross. I mean, I don't even want to think about
it. It's just not good.
like me as a young person kissing people. Like,
yeah.
Must have been rough.
It must have been rough. I'm so sorry to everyone.
Like, I wonder if there's guys out there that are like, yeah, like when I was in high school, I kissed Ellie Schnitt and it was terrible. Like, like sorry, I've gotten disgusting. A lot better. Yeah.
Right, right.
One
oh
time
my God.
I was, this is not my best first kiss, but one time I was really... had a couple drinks and was I was at a bar. I was visiting my friends at school after I graduated, and there was this guy that was there, and I was just in the mood. You ever like in the mood to kiss someone?
Oh, yeah,
you're
absolutely.
Just like, I'm going to kiss someone tonight. Don't care who it is, but it's going to be someone.
Right.
And I was like, I dragged this poor guy into the back alley of this bar, and I was like, come here. Like, he's like, why are we outside? I was like, I don't know. It's nice out. He's like, it's not nice out. It's actually really cold. I'm like, I don't care. And then we made out.
Damn.
And he was like, I think I just got lured into a back alley by a small little blonde girl.
He was so confused, too. He's like, wait, I'm so confused. Like, why are we back here? I was like, don't
for
you.
This.
I was like, make out with me. He was like, you're really drunk. I don't want to make out with you. I was like, I'm not that drunk. Also, I'm telling you I want to make out
this
with you.
This was your most romantic.
No, this is not.
Okay. I was like, Ellie, I feel so bad for you.
This was just a passionate. My most romantic was I was 17. It was my best guy friend. I was fully in love with him. He was not fully in love with me, but I didn't know that at the time.
Right.
We were at a party, but like not a real party. And then he was going to walk me home because I lived down the street. And we get upstairs and he's like, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I was like, okay. So I'm waiting and I'm like so naive. Didn't think he liked me or anything. And he comes back and he was like, so, and I was like, so, and we're like holding hands and like looking at each other in my mind.
Oh my
I'm like,
God.
What a cute little best friend
this
moment
is like
we're
perks
having
of being
here.
A wallflower. Like, I feel like you're having like a, yeah. Like
I
a-
was like, oh, friendship. This is cute. I'm going to go home and daydream about this because I'm in love with him. But like, he doesn't mean anything about it. And then he goes, so are we going to make out before, during, or after this walk? And I was like,
whoa, bold.
Well, I thought he was joking. So I go, I mean, before, obviously. And then he leans in and I go, whoa. What do you mean? He's like, I want to kiss you. And I was like, okay. That was my best first kiss.
I love how it started with a no, though, like a shriek.
It
no.
always does. Even my kiss with Mike, who was like my guy that I talk about all the time,
right.
like was like my most recent, not ex, but ex, you know?
Yeah.
The same thing happened. I didn't think he was going to kiss me. I thought we were like being friendship. And then,
right. And nope. Then,
and I go, ah! Why?
Nope.
Romantic.
I have a thing where I assume guys don't want to kiss me.
I'm sensing that pattern now. Yeah.
Normal
so
response.
How is your relationship going?
Relationship is going great.
Great.
Yeah.
How long have you guys been together?
Not that long now. It's still pretty new. Mm-hmm. But yeah, not a YouTuber, which has been like...
Oh, weird.
Yeah, like a different dynamic for sure.
Yeah.
There's definitely pros and cons to like dating both a YouTuber and a non-YouTuber. But I mean, I'm pretty lucky because he still has some flexibility to like travel and stuff, which is nice. But yeah. It's kinda...
But is it weird for him like being out there in the world? Like,
A little bit. This is not his first time though dating someone who's been kind of in the spotlight. So,
oh, okay.
which is good though because like someone like warmed him up for it.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. So that's been good because I didn't have to like just throw him in and be like, hello, meet my 9 million fans. Some
exactly.
of them are a little psycho. Warning.
Well, I'm so happy to hear that your relationship is going well. You are so sweet, so positive. If you haven't already subscribed to Lourd DIY on YouTube, that's LAURDIY on YouTube, you should go ahead and check her videos out. They're awesome. So funny, interesting, smart, calming. Oh my God, I didn't talk to you about your dog. She's a really cute dog.
Oh my God.
Such a cute dog. I'm so jealous of your dog. But yeah, thank you so much for coming. We don't want to take up too much of your time. But yeah, it was so nice meeting you.
You guys too.
Yay.
All I need is love. All I need is a word. All I need is us. You turn nouns into verbs, to verbs. Where did love go when all is said and done?
Yeah.
Where did love go? You put the run.
So next we're going to get into a couple DMs, but before we do that, we have an ad from HelloFresh. Wait, you guys, did you see my Instagram story where I was trying to cook?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that looks good.
It honestly was delicious, and I cooked the chicken perfectly, but I kind of can't cook. Like, I did pretty well, like, for the fact that I have never, that was my first time cooking ever.
Really?
I have never cooked. Like, that was it. That was
wow.
the first time. Yeah. And like for that, I did a pretty good job. So like shout out HelloFresh.
Yes.
If you don't know, HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. Yeah, it just makes it really fucking easy. Mm-hmm. Like you don't have to buy the ingredients and like make sure you have all the right quantities and like, mm-hmm. oh shit, I don't have this and I don't know how to do this. Like it gives you the directions and trust me, like guys, I am as bad as it gets. Like I could burn water. Like I don't know how to make anything but like pasta and avocado toast and like cereal. Like, and if I can do this and make a pretty decent meal, like, and it was good. Like if I had done it like perfectly, it would have been like perfect.
Yeah.
I fucked up the sauce. I had the sauce on too high. That was my bad. But it was still good. It just, I know it wasn't right. Cause I was looking at the picture and I was like, ah, it doesn't but quite look like it. That. But I did it.
Yeah.
I did it and I felt really accomplished and I got to eat a healthy, balanced meal, which like I never eat. So, you know, and
which it, I never eat.
I never ever do that. So it was kind of fun. And, you know, I feel like it's something that I might continue to use just because I need to eat better. And I don't know how to cook. And I just think this, like, kind of fucking works. For $80 off your first month of HelloFresh, which is a good deal, go to HelloFresh.com/schnit80 and enter schnit80. So it's HelloFresh.com/schnit80. And the promo code is also schnit80. So you're basically receiving 6 meals for free. So yeah, check it out because I wish I had started doing this sooner. Anyways, let's get into some DMs, Alana.
Okay, so we have a few.
Okay.
Okay, our first DM, we brought in Jared and he looks like a train wreck because he has a cig in his ear and he's dipping and okay, his beard is just on point.
Can you not spit in the mic?
I'm going to swallow it.
I just want you to do none of it. Dipping is just so gross. Sick. All right.
It's not real
we
tobacco.
Didn't bring you in
oh,
here.
What is it?
It's tea leaves.
Okay.
It's for people that quit dip.
Oh, all right. Okay. Well, okay. All right. You know what? I'll let it slide.
Yeah. Okay. We'll let it slide. So this DM, we need help from a guy. Mm-hmm. She goes, all right. So one of my guy friends told me that guys can tell if their girlfriend is cheating because she feels different when they have sex. Like her vagina feels different. I don't believe it, but I thought it would be a fun topic to address.
So like we don't have sex with vaginas, so we don't know.
You think a girl would ever cheat on me?
No. Well, yes. But
I mean, yeah, but like.
We're saying when you have.
No, I get cheated on all the time.
If you have sex with a girl and then like you have sex again like an hour later or like the next day.
Does it feel different?
Like, is that like a thing or is that just ridiculous?
I don't know. Cause like, not that I've ever noticed. I don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That seems ridiculous, right?
It does seem ridiculous because like, I don't know. Like I've. That's definitely not something
that
I noticed.
It's definitely not like a thing.
It might be, but like I've never noticed that, if that's a thing.
Like, I feel like.
That seems ridiculous.
I feel like
high
her
school.
Guy friend thinks that like vaginas stretch to different sizes based on different dicks.
I mean, it can feel different, I guess. Like, sometimes I have a tougher time getting in there. Sometimes it's just like, oh, like it's fucking slides right in. Like, yeah, but I. that's different.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Love
well.
That. Thanks?
So do you debunk this or do you
Are you
agree?
Saying this is probably not true?
I mean, I wouldn't say that there's a connotation to cheating. I think it's just like sometimes you can get in there easier than other times.
So in the times that you've gotten in there easily, more easily.
Did you think like she's been cheating on me?
No, I just think that.
Because that's crazy.
It's an off day.
Maybe I'm just making it a little bit wetter than usual.
I didn't like the tone of your voice.
I know.
It's like. That's probably what it is. Like sometimes, maybe you're a little drunk. And you
I am okay, so sorry.
I don't know why you
was
brought
Jared
me in here to ask me a
because
question
we needed a
to
guy.
Shame my answer.
No, sorry, no, we're not.
I appreciate
shaming
you are
your
shaming
answer.
My answer.
We appreciate you
it.
Being here. We're just uncomfortable.
I mean, you asked me an uncomfortable question. I'm giving you an honest response to the question.
No, that's appreciate great. It. That's what we do here.
That is what we do here. That's so interesting. Do you feel like guys have a lot of misconceptions about vaginas in general?
yeah, for sure. Every vagina is different, which is wild. Like, dicks are pretty standard.
Right.
That's not true.
Well,
I mean,
there's,
they
like,
are,
circumcised
though.
Dicks and uncircumcised dicks. But, like, for the most part, you can maneuver your way around a dick. If you can
if
maneuver your way.
If you've sucked one, you've sucked them all.
Yeah, if you can maneuver
yes,
your way around one dick,
accurate.
You can do them all. But, like,
true.
Vaginas, it is like a fucking Rubik's Cube sometimes.
That's true.
Right.
Like, women are so complicated and beautiful.
Yeah. You have to be, like, you can't be cocky with, like, yeah, dude, like, I could get you off in, like, 30 seconds with just my hands. And it's like, you meet a girl, and it's like, I've never gotten off ever. It's like, okay. Like, that's why, like, when you first start talking to a girl, that's a conversation that I want to have. It's like, how easy are you to get off? Like, what type of cage am I stepping into right
yeah.
now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, if she's like, oh, like I've never had an orgasm from sex. Like, lady, I'm not going to give you an orgasm from sex ever. That's just never going to happen. I think
that's good to know, though.
Yeah, definitely good to know.
There's like maybe one or two girls I've ever given an orgasm to via sex in my life.
I don't think many girls can get off that way.
Like vaginally?
Without, like, just strictly...
No, you need
the
both.
Little stim.
I mean, it happens, but...
Yeah, it's harder, though.
Very rarely in my line of work, but...
no, I think that's pretty...
Yeah, usually accurate. I'd be like, hey, listen...
I don't know many girls that can.
I have a unique
no,
set of skills.
I don't know any girls that can. A unique set.
But then there's just some girls that just like... We had this conversation at the Christmas party. I don't know if you were there for that.
Oh, you said
yeah.
that you could get any girl off
no,
in
no, no,
7
no, no.
minutes.
Yeah, 6 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
That is not true!
It is pretty true.
It's simply incorrect.
Yeah,
like,
it's
objectively incorrect.
Listen, Ellie, if I can't get you off, not you specifically... If I can't get you off in 7 minutes, then, like, you're the type of girl that's, like, it's just not happening with me, so, like, only I can do it. Like, some girls just, like, know the code. I can do it in 7 minutes, and if I can't, then no guy can.
Wow.
That's
you
really cocky,
cocky son of a bitch.
That's really cocky.
I mean.
Sometimes
it's
you just
the
need to put in a little more effort. That is what it is.
Or you just need to press the right buttons.
Yeah,
you just got to know the code to put in.
The rocket launch. Mm-hmm. Get it. All right. Anyways, thanks, Jared, for popping
right,
in on that.
Thanks for that.
Thanks for having me, guys.
We appreciate it.
All right, get back to work. Okay. Next
DM
because
is
listen. That, I am uncomfortable.
I'm so uncomfortable.
I think it was the dip and the sig that was making me almost.
It was the tone of voice.
Yeah.
He was like,
"Get
some girl out. Like, it's easier to get in there."
It's
I'm like,
easier to get in there. Yeah, I don't.
No, like I trust what he's saying, but like it's funny.
Yeah.
I feel like maybe someone who's more self-deprecating would have been better for that.
Yes,
DM.
I wish. Like, well, you know, a guy said to me the other day. I won't say who. He was like, he basically said girls that have, like, I don't want to say bigger vaginas.
Looser? Ew.
Not looser.
No, just like.
I guess more skin.
I don't even know what to say.
More skin.
Oh, with, okay, yeah.
Yeah, or something like that. Like, they, guys have like a connection that they are like a whore. And I was like, you realize that is absolutely
factually incorrect.
It's literally just anatomy. Like the fact that you really think that and you're an adult now
is insane.
Like get educated.
I wish that like the sex education system in this country like just was more correct and sexually positive. Like
yes.
Not like why are there so many misconceptions? Like this is insane.
That's insane.
This DM is crazy.
Do you realize that we give birth
like
and it goes back to normal.
Me, like her vagina is not going to feel different if she's with a different dude.
Yeah,
that just
you're insane.
Simply does not happen.
Next DM is from Caroline Rivers.
Hi, Caroline.
Can you guys please talk about frat beach weekend formals on the podcast, or give me some advice on here? Maybe I'm going next weekend, and I need advice from my virtual big sisters.
Oh my god, I love frat formals.
Okay, frat formals
were my favorite
thing ever. They're everything.
Listen, my advice for
we're talking
is,
sleepaway weekend.
Oh yeah,
formals, beach weekend.
But anything, like fuck, always go because I didn't go to that. There were many that I said no to because I didn't know girls that were going or I didn't know, you know, really the guy that well. Maybe it was a friend of a friend. It was like my guy friend was like, can you please go with this guy? And I'd be like, sure. And like I would say no to these things, you know. And looking back now, when I was a senior, I was like, I wish I'd gone to every single one that I got asked to, even if I didn't know the guy, even if the frat wasn't like excellent, like I wish I'd gone because they are so
they're so much fun.
I went to one my senior year and we went to St. Louis, which was like a couple hours south. And it was, I'm not kidding you guys, my favorite memory from college. It is the thing I look back on and I think,
wow,
that was the most fun I had my entire college
career. I feel
like
you never will forget frat formals.
Never.
What about like if it's a date versus...
Ooh.
A setup versus just friends.
I feel like just friends is the best, but you have to be prepared that either they're gonna hook up, try and hook up with someone else, or try and hook up.
You gotta
with
be
you.
Strongly just friends. Like,
yeah,
you
gotta
are
be
platonic.
Like, oh my god, they've seen me shit my pants.
Yeah, best friends.
Like,
yeah.
There can if you're gonna do it like that, because otherwise, I feel like the door's a little open. Like, it's kind of a romantic thing.
I think the
thing.
Setup one is the most uncomfortable. Like,
I've done those, and that yeah, was miserable.
It's so uncomfortable.
Because it's like, am I like being whored out here? Like, yes. Am I basically a cow for the
and
slaughter?
And like, you're using them to go.
Oh, yeah.
And they're using you to
they're
possibly.
Assuming you're going to have sex with yes. them. You don't have to have sex with anybody you don't want to, but
right.
I do feel like there is sort of an implication with frat overnights.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which, okay, so there was this girl mm-hmm. that I used to be friends with. And we were like really close friends, but she was cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. Mm-hmm. She was the kind of girl that would get mad at you for like looking at a guy if
oh
she
gosh,
used to hook
I
up with
that.
Them.
Yeah.
Like hook up. And she was convinced that like she had a thing with every guy. Like was really like not quite right in the head.
Right.
Lovely girl though. Good friend, like very loyal, like good friend, but crazy. And this formal that I was talking about, which was my favorite formal that I went to senior year. I'd been friends with this girl for 4 years. She used to hook up with my best guy friend, my now best guy friend, who's dating my friend Eileen.
Yeah.
So this was the formal that they realized that they had feelings for each other. Uh-huh. But it was in the phase where they were like, oh, my God, no. Like, ew, I don't want people to think that. So I ended up going with him, and she went with our friend Luce, Matt, Luce, whatever, because she was like, I don't want people to think I'm going with Nate. And I was like, okay, like, you love him, but, like, whatever. So this girl, I went with this guy, and she was so fucking mad at me for going with him mm-hmm. that she never talked to me again.
What?
Never spoke to me again.
That's
for
insane.
Going. And I even made the point to make it so like friendship that like me and Eileen obviously slept in the same bed, and then the guy slept in the same bed, mm-hmm. you know, because like it wasn't couples. Like it wasn't like
right.
that. Like, so we even took a Snapchat of us all like laying in bed, like in our
separate
beds to prove like, hey, listen, like we're just friends here.
Right.
And she still never spoke
That's
to me again.
That's crazy.
Isn't that so
Don't
weird?
Don't be that girl.
Do not be that girl. But anyways, the point is, I don't know where I was going with that, but we were just friends, and it was a freaking
blast.
Because we, like, ballroom danced. Like, we were just having fun. We got really drunk, and it was stupid. That's the best, I think. Mm-hmm. But if it's a guy you, like, kind of like,
that's,
I mean,
like,
that's
fun.
Really fun.
That's when it becomes, like,
a great time.
Weekend, yeah.
Because you feel like that's such a good memory of, like, wow, this is, like, how we really became something. Mm-hmm. Like,
aww. The weirdest one is like getting set up. A weird,
but you'll survive.
You
go.
Should totally
definitely
go.
Go for the memory.
Yeah, you'll make so many new friends if it's like a different.
And
frat.
You'll make girlfriends too.
Yes,
because like, girls are always like, I don't fucking know anybody.
Yeah, exactly.
Girls are such pack mentality people.
Yeah, if you're not at your groupie spot.
Yeah.
Yeah. All the non groupies will span
form
together.
Yeah. Like all of your guy, his friends' dates. You're going to become good friends with them. And then you have, like, inner Greek friends. And, like,
right.
that's so
that's
fun. That is
Greek
the best
life.
Part of Greek life is making other friends outside of your sorority.
So have fun. Do it.
Definitely go.
Do it up. Make a cooler.
Look really hot. Oh, don't make a cooler unless you want to fuck the guy.
Yeah. Don't make a cooler unless you like him.
Yeah. Unless you're like, I really like this guy.
Yeah.
Even your best guy friend. Be like, no, I'm not fucking making
you
a
could,
cooler. Grow
up. You
could
do, like, one of the mini ones, the handheld ones. Like, to hold, like, a six-pack. Those are nice.
Those are cute.
Yeah. But
we never had to do coolers.
Oh, I love coolers.
Like, that was just not a thing at our school.
Really?
Yeah. But definitely go. Definitely go.
Yeah. One of the greatest memories
from
college.
Oh, seriously. It is. And you know what? As an adult, it's something that I miss.
I'll never forget those
weekends, wish we could do that
for sure.
Now. Like, I wish we had, like, okay, this
oh,
is what I want to do.
We should do, like, a bar stool,
little,
like, getaway.
Formal.
Yeah.
Okay, we should, like, rent a house on the shore or something.
Yeah.
But, like, have an event to go to where we
yes.
have to dress up. You
I
know
love
what I mean?
That.
Like, make a formal.
Yes, let's make a formal.
All right, guys, so that's basically it for the episode today. We're trying a couple new things, so let us know what you think about them. But, of course, as always, we have to get into that cry count.
Yep.
Oh, my God, cried so much on Tuesday.
It's been an interesting week.
Yeah, I cried so much.
And I don't have a number, but
I probably cried 4 times this week.
Okay, so I'm transferring some of my misery to
you.
Yeah,
oh, my God, for sure. I feel like there was an equal share of misery this week.
Yes, like we're kind of balancing back out.
Yeah,
like it's gonna
go
back to you
probably
being more
probably
miserable.
Going back to
yes.
me always.
Yes,
I'm just
let's keep it that way.
Wow, that was kind of rude.
I feel like you just like living in that state.
I like having emotional
exactly
trauma.
I don't.
I really want to be sad over a boy.
Aww.
Like I really want to be, but I'm not.
All right, then let's get after it.
Let's get after it. Let us know what you think about. We kind of reformatted the episode, so let us know what you think. If you liked the new segments, if you didn't, if you hated them. And as always, make sure you're sending us DMs, questions, scenarios, even crazy hypotheticals if you want to. Yep. We will hopefully get to them on all of our episodes.
Yes.
So thank you so much for listening. We love you so much. Have a good day. Have a good night. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, we really, really hope it's a good one. And we'll catch you on the next one.
I love myself. I want to see it when I turn around. Look in